What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Mr. Beast Fancast episode 10.
Yeah.
We've officially done 10 episodes of this. Sorry we have not been uploaded. We haven't uploaded in a while, since August.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a month.
It's been a quick minute for that. So welcome back. Hope you guys still enjoy this podcast. So starting out, if you guys don't know, this is the first time making this episode with it being out and even having the idea. So if you guys don't know, we have a new podcast called What About That? So here's a quick trailer. What is going on, guys? I'm Noah.
I'm Asher.
You may know us from hosting fan podcasts about Dude Perfect, High Five Studios, Mr. Beast, and PewDiePie.
But today, we're changing things up.
And presenting What About That? The show where we talk about anything and everything.
From YouTubers to cheese, from sports to movies, you'll get two best friends' takes on literally everything.
New episodes of the show come out every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. That's a great trailer. Love it. Guys, make sure to go check the Instagram. And we have a YouTube channel, too, so it's, you know, if you can listen to it on whatever you listen on for this podcast. But we're also on YouTube, so make sure to go hit that subscribe button. So you get notified when we upload on there, and then you can listen to it on Spotify, you know, all that stuff. So go check that out. Very good. Asher, what's next?
So if you guys listen to our other podcast, the Dude Perfect Fancast, we just dropped merch. What? Yeah, we just dropped merch for the Dude Perfect Fancast. Just trying it out, seeing what people think, what you guys think of some merch. And yeah, so go check it out, link in the description.
Yeah.
And go check out our merch. So yeah.
Now onto some Apple Podcast reviews. Asher, what's the first one?
So the first one is a 5-star review from Nottage 79. They said, "You guys are great. Hi, I've been listening to you guys for a while, and you guys are really good at keeping it up. And also, everyone reading this should defo rate this 5 stars." Wow. Yes,
thank you, Nottage. I feel like Nottage has already left a review on one of the other podcasts.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm pretty sure on Dude Perfect Fancast Nottage has. Mm-hmm. That name sounds very familiar. Okay, on to the next one, which is from Buster 2.0. In my opinion, I like the Dude Perfect podcast a bit better, but I still love Mr. Beast, my favorite YouTuber. P.S. I like Dude Perfect too. Thanks for reading my review. Well, you know, I would have to agree with you. I do like Dude Perfect Fancast more than this podcast. Yes.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theory. Would that really be a conspiracy theory? Probably not, but I don't know what I don't remember what it's called. But yeah, I would have to agree with you. I like Dude Perfect Fancast, we work more on and all that stuff. This is kind of like a side hustle.
Yeah.
Side job. Bit. But yeah, thank you for that review. Asher, what's the next one and final one?
So the next one is probably one of my favorite, not my favorite, ultimate or whatever, but one of my favorite reviews that we've gotten ever. It's a 1-star review from Ditches 9423. They said, "Dude, stop saying so much."
They're talking about Asher, just letting you guys know, not me. I don't say much. No. It's a lot of Asher, so if you guys are annoyed with Asher saying, this is not the podcast for you.
Yeah, I have been working on it. I don't say as much as I did, like, a few months ago.
Yeah.
But I still say it a good amount. So, yeah, I think, you know, somebody actually listened, and they realized that, I say that a lot. So, yeah, I guess thank you, Ditches, if you're listening. Yeah, great. Woohoo.
Yeah.
So now on some videos, Mr. Beast videos, we have a lot of them. Every video, Mr. Beast video, and live stream since our last episode. So the first one is, would you rather have a Lamborghini or this house? This is his second would you rather video. It came out in August, and yeah, so what did you think about this, Noah?
I like the would you rather ones. I really enjoyed them. This is so long ago I watched it, though, because it came out so long ago. So I don't remember all of it, but I remember enjoying it.
Yeah.
So definitely. I would probably rate this a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, I would say 9.5. I really like the Would You Rather, and it was a few months between getting the first one.
Yeah, the next one is get this random person 1 million subscribers. So basically, he had four different small YouTubers get together and do a couple, like, keep your hand on the money box. Mm-hmm. And then the final one to take their hand off would basically get a shout out, and their channel would be shouted out. I remember seeing, what's it called, Unnecessary Creations on there.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who traded, or who's trading up to get a Tesla. From Elon Musk. So, Asher, what would you rate this video?
I liked it. It was definitely something new, and I just like, this is a really, really creative idea. So I'm going to have to rate this video a 9.5 out of 10.
Nice. I rated it a 9 out of 10. I enjoyed it.
Okay, so the next video is why I haven't been uploading. So pretty much, he talked about how a few months back he made himself sign shirts for weeks. I think it was like 10 days straight. He had to sign like thousands of shirts because, we bought shirts. We told him to sign it. He challenged us to buy some shirts. And so, yeah, he had to sign a lot of shirts. There was a big gap between these videos, these past three videos, because of that. But, yeah, Noah, what do you think of it?
It's just like a talk. There wasn't anything. I'd give it an 8.5.
Nice. Yeah, I would say a 9. I liked it.
Nice.
Yeah.
The next one is I gave my 40 millionth subscriber 40 cars. So he basically gave 40 cars to his 40 million subscriber. He had to get, give those cars away. You know, he did that, and all that stuff. Asher, what did you think about this?
Definitely really, really funny. At the end, he had Carl's car and he had to give that away, and then he bought Carl a new one or whatever. Really, really funny video. I would have to rate it an 9 out of 10.
Nice. The reason I don't like it is because, it's his 40 million subscriber, yes, like it's a big milestone, but the kid who subscribed to him, like, it's 40 million subscriber, was only subscribed for, like 2 weeks, probably?
Yeah.
And Mr. Beast didn't really, and it's not like any of his, like, first subscribers that he's given away stuff to.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, definitely.
Like, why is he rewarding somebody that just started watching him, pretty much?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have to say that he should give his 40th subscriber 40 cars because he just hit 40.
I still liked it. I would probably give it an 8.5.
Nice.
What is the next one?
So the next one is the next would you rather, the third one. Would you rather have a giant diamond or $100,000? So pretty much it's another would you rather. You got people to come out just like the last two. He had subscribers or just fans come out and do challenges. He had to, someone had to stack cups. There was an engagement in this video.
Yeah.
Just a lot of stuff. And so, yeah, Noah, what do you think about this video?
I like the Would You Rather, so I would probably rate it a 9.
Nice. Yeah, I would have to agree with you, a 9. This is definitely really, really good.
Nice. The next and final one before we go on a quick break is Hi Me in 5 years. So basically, Jimmy had made this video 5 years ago. You know, basically just, I don't remember exactly, but you know, it's basically just talking to himself in 5 years.
Yeah, yeah. Stuff. He was showing analytics, stuff like that.
Yeah, and then like all that stuff. Well, what would you write this and what do you think of it?
I think this is my favorite video from the videos that we're reviewing this episode or whatever, just because he has done that, like, he's done the Hi Me and, like, some, like, a month and, like, a year or whatever. But I was actually thinking about, like, before this video was uploaded, I was thinking about, oh, I wonder when he'll do the next one, if he, like, already recorded it and it's going to come out soon. But, yeah, now this one, I guess, like, I think Jimmy did a video this year for 10 years. So 2030, he's probably going to come out with a new one. Yeah. But, yeah, I really, really like that. I'm going to have to rate this video 10 out of 10.
Nice. I would probably rate this a 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
So that is it for this first half. We'll be going on to a quick break and coming back. So see you then. Welcome back from that quick break. Boom. Musical number again. I like doing those musical numbers after the breaks.
Yeah. Only you like doing them.
I like doing them because they're good. Yeah.
No one else.
Okay, so what is the what's the next one? What's the one that you're going to talk about?
Yeah, yeah. So the next one is I filled my brother's house with slime and bought him a new one. So pretty much, DJ, Jimmy's brother, Mr. Beast's brother, was doing a prank on Carl, but then Mr. Beast got Mark Rober to come out and to do an elephant toothpaste thingy in DJ's house. So they did it. It pretty much just like exploded his whole house. It was pretty cool. And then they bought him a new house. So yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then at the end, there was a guy holding a sign, that had the word moon on it. So I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but yeah.
Maybe it's for an upcoming video.
Yeah.
I would probably rate this a 9 out of 10. I enjoyed it. I like Mark Rober.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely fun to see Mr. Beast and Mark Rober. I'd have to rate it a 9.5. This is pretty fun.
Nice. The next one is 300,000 influencer trivia tournament. So this was a whole like live stream. So a big trivia thing. Dixie D'Amelio won, or should I say the D'Amelio family won?
Yeah, yeah.
With them little cheaters. Oh.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Hey. Just saying, and yeah. Mr. Beast had to say something like, oh, it's okay, blah, 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 we let it, all that stuff. What did you think about the session?
I watched a few hours of this. It was definitely entertaining. This is the second influencer thing. Last one was rock, paper, scissors at the start of the quarantine stuff a few months ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, you know, this is definitely really, really fun. I wish that Dream would have won.
Yeah, me too. I was rooting for Dream.
Yeah, but, yeah, I think, you know, this is fun. I'd rate it a 9 out of 10.
Nice. I would rate this 8.5 out of 10.
Okay, cool.
The next one is I Ubered people and let them keep the car. So basically, Jimmy got Uber and all the boys basically Ubered people. And when they brought him to their location, they basically just gave him the car. What did you think about this video, Asher?
It's definitely really funny, creative. Yeah, just, you know, big brain to do this. Definitely really, really funny seeing them drive people and just, like, be weird and awkward. But, yeah, I think I'd rate this video a 9.5 out of 10.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I really enjoyed this one. This was, I really enjoyed it. I would probably rate this a 9.5 out of 10. What is the next one, Asher?
Cool. The next one is I Survived 24 hours straight in ice. So in they got an ice rink, they filled it with ice, or they made like an ice house or whatever, put some ice figures in it, and Jimmy stayed there for 24 hours straight. So now, what do you think about it?
I really enjoyed this video. I like it when Jimmy does like the 24 hour challenges. Yeah. Really enjoy them. Because, like, it's actually, like, 24 hours, just, like, from 10 o'clock to 10 o'clock. It's just not, like, a 24-hour overnight challenge, where it's just overnight and not really 24 hours. Or, like, the Morgs challenge, where they make it seem like it's 24 hours, but it's probably only, like, they're probably only in it for, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And that stuff. But I really enjoyed it. I'd probably rate this a 9 out of 10.
Nice. Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. This is a really, really cool video. And then the next one, or I guess that's the last video. This one is a live stream. So they did a live stream from Halloween to November 1st. They signed shirts for 24 hours straight, and they made it a live stream. So, yeah, I stayed and I watched, like, 5 hours of it. And, you know, that was fun. Noah, did you watch this?
I watched some of it, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. But one thing, so I was on YouTube, or I was on Instagram for the last part, and I was commenting, asking about Mr. Beast doing a collab with Dude Perfect. Okay? I need to do the interviews for the show, for this show and the Dude Perfect Fancast. So I kept commenting, hey, Dude Perfect and you collab, whatever. And I'm like 99% sure that he saw that comment, or like at least one of them, and he didn't answer. So all I'm saying is that does Mr. Beast not like Dude Perfect?
Okay, Asher, that's a stretch.
So he did like a challenge thing with Dude Perfect, a video back like years ago called We're Better Than Dude Perfect. It's pretty much that they do trick shots and then at the end they fake trick shots. You know, pretty funny. But, I mean, hey, I think maybe all this challenge YouTube stuff is getting to his head and he doesn't like Dude Perfect.
I would say a more reasonable answer to why they didn't answer your question is because they did not see it.
But he's never done anything with Mr. B or with Dude Perfect.
But that doesn't mean they don't like each other. That's like saying, "Oh, you haven't talked to this person in a day. Oh, you must be shunning them."
But it's been years that he hasn't even done anything with Mr. Beast and Dude Perfect hasn't done anything.
But that doesn't mean they don't like each other.
All I'm saying is that I think Dude Perfect is reaching out saying like, hey, let's do something, and Mr. Beast is like, maybe not. I think that's what happened. I think there's a rivalry between Mr. Beast and Dude Perfect.
You can think that, but I would have to disagree there. I don't think there's any, like, feud or anything between them. I just think they just haven't collabed yet, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think it's gonna be. I think that's probably gonna be the ultimate collab. If that would happen, would be Dude Perfect and Mr. Beast. I mean, millions of people want to see it. So I think, yeah.
Do they though? Do they really?
What?
Do people really want to see it?
Yeah, of course.
So you've done a nationwide survey?
Yeah, I've surveyed a trillion people to ask.
So 500 billion people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When there's only 8 billion people that are on the planet?
Well, I did mammals and insects too. I surveyed them and 99% of them said yes, they want to collab. So all I'm saying is that we want the collab. Maybe the only person who doesn't is Mr. Beast. But yeah, I think just, you know, keep, you know, hoping, you know, wishing, guys, that we get a collab between Mr. Beast and Dude Perfect. Because, I mean, Noah, do you not want this?
I think it'd be really cool for them to collab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't collab. I'm just saying that maybe Mr. Beast doesn't want to collab.
And that's totally okay because... But the thing is, like, they both have very... Both channels do very different things. And, like, what would they do if they did collab?
Well, Mr. Beast and Mark Rober do totally different things, but they...
Yeah, but, like, you can actually implement what Mark Rober does into Mr. Beast. How would you implement Dude Perfect into Mr. Beast or Mr. Beast into Dude Perfect?
They could do a battle.
What kind of battle?
Like Dude Perfect versus Mr. Beast.
But what would they do?
They could do like giving away money battle. Dude Perfect is good at that, and Mr. Beast doesn't. So, you guys, the listeners, should email us at MrBeastFanCast@gmail.com, and I think you guys should ask or should tell us, what do you guys think should be the collab? What video should they do if Mr. Beast and Dude Perfect ever collab? But yeah, I think for now, you know, we'll leave it at that. I'm thinking Mr. Beast doesn't want to collab with Dude Perfect.
I think there's no good idea that they've actually thought of yet to collab with, like, to do when they collab.
But once they have that idea, maybe it'll happen.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but yeah, so Noah, what would you rate the signing shirts for 24 hours
live? I'd rate it an 8.5.
Nice. I'd rate it a 9. They definitely, it was funny all the way through, and yeah. Definitely nice. Cool. Oh, and Chris tattooed 24 on his arm. Yeah. Because of that last stream. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's all for this episode. Go and check out the new podcast, our new podcast, What About That? Links in the description for Instagram, YouTube, anything that you want to. Go check it out. Go check out the Dude Perfect Fancast and its merch and Instagram. Noah, High Five Studios Fancast. Go check that out. You know, the High Five Studios Fancast. Go check out the Instagram for that. And yeah, I think that's all for this episode. Hopefully we do one soon. This might be the last one of 2020.
I don't think it is. I think we'll have one during Christmas.
Yeah, we'll try to have a Christmas edition on this, on this podcast. We'll try to have a Christmas edition in a month, to maybe a month in a few weeks. But yeah, so hope you guys liked this episode, and, we'll see you in the next one.
So, stay beasty.
ABC, good night.